Topic 11, Astrophenomena. In the training to be given during the next few decades, the unfoldment of astral vision and hearing will be entirely ruled out, or, if it exists, will eventually have to be overcome. The true disciple has endeavored to center himself on the mental plane, with the object in view of transferring his consciousness higher still into the wider and inclusive awareness of the soul. His aim is to include the higher, and there is no need for him at this stage to regain that astral facility which was the possession, as you well know, of the little evolved races of the earth and of many of the higher animals. Later on, when adeptship has been reached, he can function on the astral plane should he so choose. But it should be remembered that the Master works with the soul aspect of humanity and of all forms, and does not work with their astral bodies. This has been oft forgotten by teachers both in the East and the West. May I say, therefore, to students that their main objective is to become aware of the soul, to cultivate soul consciousness, and to learn to live and work as souls. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 166. See also Psychic Powers.